Brad Eagleson was 15 years old when his father, Bruce, was killed in the World Trade Center South Tower.
And that's my dad.
Eagleson is now leading a group of 9/11 families battling their own government to release still-secret FBI files from the case.
It's a 10-year-long investigation that specifically investigated the role that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia played in supporting the hijackers.
The case, codenamed Operation Encore, centered on the two hijackers that lived in San Diego and who assisted them.
Is that the first mosque they went to in San Diego?
This is it right here.
Danny Gonzalez was an FBI agent who worked on Operation Encore. He showed us the neighborhood the hijackers lived in. This is his first television interview about the case.
19 hijackers cannot commit 3,000 mass murders by themselves.
Based on what you found, do you believe there was a domestic support network for the hijackers?
Obviously.
No question.
I can't comment on it, but you don't have to be an FBI agent with 26 years of experience to figure that out.
Gonzalez says the two hijackers, Nawaf al-Hazmi and Khalid al-Madar, were helped by a number of Saudis, including Omar al-Bayoumi. Bayoumi was working for the Saudi government and has said he randomly ran into the two hijackers at a restaurant in Los Angeles and urged them to move to San Diego.
He lived in this apartment complex.
There he helped them find an apartment and open a bank account. The two hijackers even started flight school nearby.
I can't sit on the sidelines when I know the truth.